There are some bugs.
There are bugs.
We settle into our campsite, making a dinner of dehydrated eggs and beans over our camp stove.
And the beans didn't really hydrate fully, so they're crunchy. Because it's burning on the bottom. I don't know, man.
After another 99-degree day of 13 miles and 1,000 surprising feet of elevation in the Nebraska National Forest, Clay, trail name Pony, talks about how trail culture is rooted in pulling toward a common goal together, and that hikers help each other out, doing favors for one another in a way that's just different from life off the trail.
But on the trail, that sort of stuff happens all the time, and it's so encouraging. Mm-hmm. All the weird differences fall away. You're all out there pulling in the same direction on something that's pretty hard.
It's hard, but Pony says it's a good world to be in because it feels so authentic and real. In fact, some thru-hikers refer to life off the trail as the synthetic world.
So the hiking world is, you know, the real world. And everything else is the synthetic world. So I love that phrase. I didn't make it up, but I think it's apt.
A thru-hiker who's become famous on YouTube, Trail Named Dixie, coined the term. And in this very real world of muddy boots, long days, and funny names, you can also find magic right when you really need it. But Pony says this so-called trail magic really isn't so mystical.
Any unanticipated favor done for a hiker. So anything at all. Somebody at a road crossing gives you a Band-Aid, you know, that's magic. The guy at the hotel gave me an incredible deal. I didn't beg for it. I didn't ask for it. He just gave it to me. That's magic.
The people who make the magic happen are called trail angels. Earlier in the day, we met two of these angels. Just about a mile off the trail, they opened the door to their home and welcomed us in.
Stopping by Tom and Carol's house and having them really respond to us being there and giving us iced tea.
Tom and Carol Foster run the Schoolhouse Bed and Breakfast bordering the Nebraska National Forest. They're excited to get involved with the trail, possibly renting tired hikers a room or a bed. Tom and Carol renovated the 1920s schoolhouse themselves, but they didn't change everything. The old potbelly stove is still there, with the original chalkboards hanging on all four walls of the schoolhouse.
They were real dirty when we remodeling, so we got some chalkboard paint, but the original chalkboard.
Carol then tells us we need to take a look at their barn. She says they can hang hammocks for hikers to sleep in, but for now, Christmas lights are strung between the high beams of the barn. They're set up for the free annual barn dance they host for the community. The original hayloft, lit with twinkle lights, is furnished with old red and green restaurant-style booths. Tom tells us where he got the vintage seating.
It was a Pizza Hut, yeah.
The Pizza Hut booths are set up so that people can have conversations in small groups, or they can face the stage area where the live band plays after a shared meal.
We have a supper before outside, and then the band sets up down there.
As generous as they've been, our angels have one more gift to offer. Their expertise as locals, familiar with the roads and trails. We're standing in their front lawn when Tom asks Pony,
what road do you take when you come out of the East Ash?
So when we come out on the East Ash Road, we'll turn right.
Tom looks skeptical. He has a better way. He knows these roads, and there's too much traffic and dust on that one. So he gives us another route. And this is the way that things go in the early years of building a new long-distance trail like the Great Plains Trail. You establish the trail, and then you make modifications based on the experience of hikers and the knowledge of local people.
Excellent. I'll pass this on to Steve and let him know. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Steve Pony is referring to is Steve Myers, the one who began dreaming up and building this trail nearly a decade ago. At the end of every day, Pony writes in a notebook his thoughts and details about the trail for Steve. He tracks where trail markers need to be added, where water sources can be found, and occasionally suggests changes to the route. And as Pony says,
that's magic.
Tomorrow, we'll see how Tom's new route goes. Until then, you can find information about Tom and Carol's Schoolhouse Bed and Breakfast, the Nebraska National Forest, or any of the 2,200 miles of the Great Plains Trail on our website. You can also listen to the story from day one of our hike there. That's KIOS.org. With Omaha Public Radio, I'm Emily Chen Newton.